A reading from John 7:45-52. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why didn't you bring him in?" "No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards replied. "You mean he has deceived you also?" the Pharisees retorted. "Have any of the rulers or Pharisees believed in him?" "No, but this mob knows nothing of the law. There is a curse on them." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee."
The irony here, if it is irony, is that the Pharisees have already defined Jesus as a troublemaker, and now they are looking for an excuse to transform their own discomfort into an excuse for getting rid of him.
Yeah, they go to their world, which is theology, and they use their constructed theology to put Jesus out. It's interesting that Nicodemus is one of them, and he's showing signs that the eyes of his heart have been lightened to who Jesus is. And if he were to say, "Hey, Jesus has the truth," he would immediately be ostracized from the group and it would lose his place. But he uses a very Semitic, indirect communication style of basically saying, well, let's prolong this a bit. Let's hear what he actually has to say and not reports. And it's a great picture of how in that culture you can indirectly stand for someone.
I love the Gospel of John for many, many reasons, but one of them is it's what's unstated here that creates the power of this last question of the Pharisees. Are you from Galilee? Galilee, look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come from out of Galilee. But in fact, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah is that that's where he would be from. Jesus' ministry is in Galilee, but they're assuming because he was there and that he was brought up in Nazareth that he was in fact born there. And so with all their knowledge, they don't know, they don't know that.
I would even suggest this. From a hypothetical perspective, if they knew he'd been born in Bethlehem, they would have found other theological reasons to reject him, because he wasn't challenging them in their spiritual core, which is what he meant to challenge them. He was challenging them in their power and their control. In some ways, he's stepping on their financial basis. And every time Jesus does that, anytime any prophet does that, people will become discontent and find theological reasons to reject what he's saying.